Before you start up school.
Right. All right. Hey, everybody. How you guys doing? So we got to hurry up this video because I got class at 6 p.m. I just got into seminary school, guys. So I'm trying to get my Master's of Divinity to, you know, really be a pastor and, you know, preach anywhere and everywhere, you know, because I got the paperwork, right? So, yeah, I'm going to Colgate, Rochester, Crozer Divinity School, just in case you want to know what the school is called. But all right, so this video ties in with just everything I've been going through in board examiners, right? So there's a scripture verse that relates to what I have been experiencing as a pro instead of a con through the process of board examiners in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. So let me educate some people that don't know. So like in the AME church, if you're going to try to preach in the AME church, it's the hardest out of any denomination to be a pastor in, for a lot of reasons. But the main reason is just to start off, you have to go through 6 years of training to be a pastor. So that means you have to be under another preacher for 6 years and take classes like you're in seminary. And then the classes don't even count as a seminary class. So you don't get no credits or anything. They should totally.
Oh, yeah, was it just for totally experience?
What are you saying?
Is it just for experience? No credit?
No credit. Just to learn it. So like it could be like the AME discipline and doctrine, or it could be about the classes, by the way. The classes could be about, you know, hermeneutics, homiletics, like just stuff like that, that you'll have like classes in seminary on. But like, yeah, it's a whole, like for 1 year, we probably take like at least 9 classes within from the months of, I'll say about March to July. So they cram everything in. So like, yeah, it's a lot, guys. So, but that's just with the board exam process, right? And there's so many cons. I talk about it all the time on my YouTube channel. But here goes one pro. It actually ties in with the scripture verse. So let's go ahead and talk about it. So the scripture verse is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. I actually gave this little preview, this little sneak peek on the video before. So check out the other video. But here goes this scripture verse. Proverbs 15, 22 from the New International Version Bible reads, "Plans fail for a lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed." I'm going to read another scripture verse just in case you didn't get that one. All right. So Proverbs 15, 22 from the New Living Translation Bible reads, "Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success." All right. I'm going to read the King James Version. All right. "So without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in a multitude of counselors, they are established." I love this verse so much. All right. So I said this at the ending of our last video we did, but I want everybody to picture, like, what is your dream? What are you trying to do with your life? So, all right. So for example, if you want to be one thing I want to do is be a game streamer. It'd be so cool to be a game streamer, but it's so hard to be a game streamer when you don't know any game streamers. Like, for example, what software are you going to use to stream your videos on? You know, how are you going to edit it? You know, is it even necessary to edit? You know, how do you be able to share it from YouTube to, you know, the console that you're playing on, Xbox Series? I think that's the new Xbox and PS5. But like, yeah, so that's just one example, guys. So imagine if you were with all game streamers, and that's all your friends. Like, they just stream. You have the best, like, you were friends with whoever the top game streamer is in the world right now. Like, and you knew all his people that were game. He knew, obviously, he would know all the top game streamers because they probably play games together and do tournaments together and go to conventions and stuff. So, like, obviously, you would have ties to do all that. So just imagine what your life will look like if you were around people in your arena and in your field and in your with your calling and with your purpose. Like, how much easier it will be for you to, like, really know the way. In which way you should go and how to operate. All right, that's one example. I used in the other video, I talked about cooking. Like, if you want to be a chef, just imagine you weren't just close friends with all the people on the Food Network, the top chefs in the world on, like, Chopped. Like, Maya knows all those people's names. But, like, but you actually knew them, like, closely. Like, would you not ask questions and seek their counsel and advice for how can I be a chef? You don't think they would help you, right? So you guys see where I'm going at. So my calling is to preach, to teach the Bible. how dumb would it be for me to just do it by myself? Like, and that's why, that's the biggest reason why I'm in the ME church. Like, honestly, if I didn't have that, like, counselors and a whole lot of advice coming in and stuff like that, I wouldn't even waste my time in the board examiner process, because it's too many cons. The cons farly outweigh the pros. But the biggest pro is just you meet advisors, you meet counselors, you meet people in the ME church that are really about that life and really love the Lord and like really wants to help out the next generation. So they're trying their best to pass the baton, which is my sermon coming up on Sunday, guys. So y'all get ready for it. So like they do their best to run their race effectively with love, with grace, with mercy, showing God's love, teaching God's love, and practicing what they preach. So they're running their race effectively. And then they pass you the baton and say, hey, man, you want to run. Your leg's coming up. I know it's 6 years in board exams, but you're coming up. You're next. So you got to get ready for the race. It's a long one. It's not an easy one. And you got to run with the endurance. So you got to build up the endurance. That's what we're doing. We're going to train you. We're going to teach you. Man, you shouldn't go there. That way ain't established. This way's better. You receive success there, prosperity there. Nah, you should do this. So that's the advice I get in the board examiner process. Like, it's a lot of ministers, Justin. Like, a lot of preachers that just are helping me out and giving me the insight and the wisdom and just everything I need to be the best preacher I can be. So imagine if I just went off, like, let's say I didn't have that, right? So the scripture verse was Proverbs 15:22. And Justin, you can stop me when you're ready to go. Like, it says plans go wrong. Plans go wrong, guys, for lack of advice. But with many advisors, bring success. Plans will succeed with many advisors. And that's the thing, guys. You can't receive advice from everybody. But from the people who are doing and are at where you're trying to get at, which there's always somebody, there's always those people, man, the advice and the wisdom that they'll give you would be ridiculous. So I'll let you go, Justin, man. I know you got stuff, man.
Yeah, that's true for a lot of things. And like Sean and I have talked about, like, who do you surround yourself with as well? Because it is very biblical. It's like, if you surround yourself with fools, like, you're going to be foolish yourself. If you surround yourself with wise people, you're going to have, like, wise counsel. And it is very biblical where you need to cut out, just like the reverse of what Sean is saying, the flip side of this, you do need to cut out, like, toxic relationships from your life as well. Like Sean was saying, like, you need to surround yourself by people who can influence and encourage you. But I'm also saying, like, go a little further beyond that. Like, cut out anything that drags you down as well. Like, as Christians, we are called to reach out to people, to encourage other people, and just to push the kingdom forward. But God also warns us that we do have to be as shrewd as serpents sometimes. We have to be careful about the things that would harm us in this world. So while we're looking for people who are good in our lives, who can, like, lift us up and encourage us or, like, push our dreams forward, while at the same time we help them push their dreams, we also have to recognize, like, who is dragging us down as well. Like, don't get me wrong. If you have a friend who is, like, suffering or needs some help, like, yeah, by all means, like, help them out. But to the extent where they are not, like, ruining your life or dragging you down as well. There's a balance in there. Of course, like, it's I feel like we were talking about that during a marriage video as well, I think, where we were saying, like, God wants us to obviously, like, make marriage work any way we can. But if it's, like, if it's toxic, if it's abusive, if, like, it's under extenuating circumstances, like, you do need to get out of that. But that's not what this video is about. But I just wanted to, like, express that flip side of the coin, because I feel like both are super important. You need to surround yourself with wise counsel, but you also need to cut out, like, the haters and the negativity.
Mm-hmm. Now we're preaching, man. I got to find a video. But me and Justin, not too long ago, we did a video on it was basically about who you surround yourself with. But I'm trying to think what it was about, Justin. You got to help me out. Like, I remember it, then I forgot. But it was a video about, like, the company you keep. It was something like that. But it wasn't really going in that direction, but it was. All right. So, but anyways, guys, like in that video, I'm going to just talk about, let's just stay on this. I'll come back to that in a minute. Maybe I'll remember. But yeah, guys, like, oh, that's what I was going to say. Who's your five? Like, who are the five people you surround yourself with? So back in the day in early 2000s, when we had the flip phone, when me and Justin were kids, you could put your five favorite people on your phone at the very top to where you can just call them instantly, text them instantly, whatever. And so the whole point of that, you know, who's your five, right? You're an average of the five people you spend the most time with, guys. So who are the five people who spend the most time with you? Because those people are the people who influence you the most. They're saying that your five is saying who you are, what you represent, like what you're about, where you're going in life. So like if you're five, if any of them are off, like, and suck, like, you know what I mean? Like they're not showing the direction you're trying to go in life, or showing that, you know, it's really, if one of your five's not really a good representation of who you are, what you're about, and who you're trying to be, you got to change your five, man. Because you can only go as far as your five. You can only go as far as the people you spend the most time with. This verse ties in with that. Like, I'm going to read the verse again, man. This verse is so powerful, guys. Like, this is something I always dreamed of. Like, I always dreamed of having somebody I could do YouTube videos with and can just go back and forth with, just like I do with Justin. Like, and I can't wait till Terry comes back and we're doing videos with Terry too. Like that's three people now. Well, it's two, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, it's three of us, right? So like, I just need my five to like, I need more Justin, but Justin's enough. But you guys get what I'm saying. Then we can all like do even more together, accomplish even more together. You guys see what I'm saying? Like, you can only go as far as your five, right? So my five includes Justin, like. And then some of my advisors in the ME church, like, bro, like, they're, some of them are off the chain, man. They've been preaching for 30 years, 40 years. They got so much wisdom and insight. But I'm going to go back to this verse. This verse says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Like, do you want success? Do you have the right people in your ear? Let's go back to what Justin said. I doubt you guys can see it like that. Let me see if I can do a slideshow to make this bigger. I just hope it doesn't. Yep. Yep. Throws on me. Let's see if it works. All right, we're good. Hey. So this ties in with what Justin said. So where do you get your counsel? And where not to get your counsel, right? So don't worry about all this. I'll read it, man. So Proverbs 13:20 says, you know, walk with the wise and become wise. For a companion of fools suffers harm. You want to know why you get in trouble? Because you associate with fools. Because your friends cost you to be destroyed. Because you're not listening to the right people. You don't have the right people in your ear. You want your plans to succeed. You want to make it in life. You want to go somewhere. Who are you listening to, right? And let me just go to this verse. And I'm going to talk about stocks, all right? I need to talk about stocks real quick. All right, so Psalms 1:1 in the New International Version Bible says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. So is that you? You're not blessed if you step in with the wicked, if you live the way that they live. Like, if you're not doing what God's called you to do, you are called to live in a purpose-filled life and do what God called you to do for the world, right? To run your race. You don't stand in the way with sinners. You don't have nothing to do with them, right? Are you a sinner? Yes. Do you make mistakes? Yes. Did Jesus hang out with sinners? Yes. But you ain't Jesus. Like, you can't, they're just going to cause you to stumble and fall. Like, you can't be in the companies of mockers, people who don't take, you know, this Christianity life seriously, as a serious manner, because it is, right? People who don't take living in purpose seriously, right? What is your purpose? What did God call you to do? Why are you wasting your time? Like, being around people who don't know what their purpose is, don't know what their calling is, right? This is why you're destroyed. This is why you're always in trouble. This is why you suffer so much harm, right? Get you some good advisors. What does that mean? That just means some good teachers, some good mentors, right? And let's go back to Timothy and Paul and Barnabas, man. Like, everybody needs a Timothy, a Paul, and a Barnabas. So a Barnabas is somebody like Justin for me. So it's your close friend, your best friend, somebody who's a ride or die. So Justin's like my Jonathan and David. Like, I think if Justin, like, if somebody was trying to kill me or something, Justin, like, if we were back in slave time period or something, Like, Justin would be like a Quaker. He would hide me. Like, you know, he would protect me. I can't see Justin doing anything other than that. Like, and that's Justin. Like, Justin's the guy I go to, right? Like, it's my go-to guy. Like, and it hasn't happened yet, but, like, when I struggle and I suffer in life, I know I can go to Justin and vice versa. Like, that's what David could go to. Even though Jonathan's father, Saul, wanted to kill David, Jonathan had David's back. And he had no reason to do that. Because, first of all, they ordained David to be the king, and Jonathan was the son of a king. So, obviously, Jonathan should have been king, and he should have been jealous like his father that David was going to get the throne. But no, Jonathan was humble, loved David. That's Justin for me. He's my Barnabas, my ride or die. I can go with him any and everywhere, right? Everybody needs a Paul, a teacher, a mentor, advisors, right? I'm not going to talk about that. All right, Paul, Timothy. Timothy's a student. Somebody you mentor. Somebody you are passing the baton to. Somebody you are training up and making into a disciple and showing them the ways of the Lord so that they can run their race effectively, right? So, like, who are you surrounding yourself with? Get you some advisors. Advisors. Because in order to have Timothy's, in order to get a Barnabas like me, like, you know, you have to have the right advisors in your ear. You'll never succeed or make it anywhere in life or accomplish anything great with your dreams and goals or achieve any of those if you don't receive the right things in your ear. All right. So, Justin, man, I'll let you go, man. That's tough.
Man, I do love that analogy with, like, Barnabas and Jonathan. Jonathan was a real bro. Like, they were in competition. I won't add to that because that's a direction I'm not going into right now, but I do like those examples. But yeah, it's like who you surround yourself with, it's like what you see, what you hear, like that influences you. You've heard the phrase like you are what you eat. It's like what you eat like determines your health. It determines like how your body grows. But it's the same with like what we see, what we hear. I think Sean and I were talking about like before, just off video, how like what you see like influences your soul, like what you pick up like does affect your character for so long. Like it creates new neurons in your brain, like different pathways to make it easier to act a certain way. So if you're hanging out with good influences, like you pick up those habits, like your brain is introduced to like how things are done, how they're supposed to be, like what works, what doesn't work. And like it's just habits. Like I'm not gonna overcomplicate it. Like if you're around something long enough, you pick up those habits. Like you start to act a certain way, you start to get into a mentor-mentee situation. But like only with like peers. When you're with like peers, like eventually like everyone's going to, you pick up like how everyone acts. Like same with like marriage as well. They found through some study, like your facial expressions with your wife or with your husband get closer and closer to each other until they're like super identical. It's like the same with like who you surround yourself with. If you want to grow, if you want to like fulfill what God has for you, like surround yourself with people who help you grow, who give you good habits, and at the same time be that good influence for somebody else. Like feed off of each other. Like that's a special relationship right there, is if you help each other grow. Like I can't remember if we did a video on this or we were just talking about it, but we were talking about like what we would want I talked about this with my wife. We were like saying, what did we want in a future spouse when we were like younger? And like for me, it was just like, I didn't want to like make a list or a grocery list of like characteristics I wanted. I just wanted someone who like helped me grow in God. And that's what you need to find in relationships, is like, who's there to help you grow? Who develops and encourages those good habits? And again, it's not like an overnight thing. It's like something that your brain gradually molds into over time without you noticing. So you definitely need to surround yourself by people who encourage that kind of behavior.
Right. Yeah, guys, you guys just got to look for it. But like I said, on my YouTube channel, Uplook Past Crossroads, like me and Justin did a video on like making sure that you have the right five. So make sure you're surrounded by the right people. I think that's the title, surround who you surround yourself with. It gotta be something like that. But I can't find it. You guys just gotta watch all my videos, right? And watch, it's on Justin's YouTube channel as well. So Chaplin's Log. All right, so you can see it, all our videos on there. I'll show you our YouTube channels at the end of the YouTube video. All right, so let's end the video. Justin, did you have anything else? Because you know, we're almost at time. You want me to say these last things and you'll say something?
Right. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so I was going to end off with two verses that are the exact same as what we just read. So one thing about the Bible repeats itself, and like it's like a puzzle. So some puzzle pieces go together. So this goes with the verse that we were saying earlier. So the verse of the day was Proverbs 15:22. But if you go in Proverbs 24:6, it says, so don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors. It's literally the same thing, right? Then in Proverbs 20, verse 18, it says, plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice. So the dumbest thing you could do in this world is thinking, you know everything, I got it all figured out. And investing is a good example for this, guys. So many people just invest their money and just like think, like, because I invested my money, it's going to go up. So I'm just going to bet on this. Like, if you're going to do that, just go to Las Vegas. Just go gamble, right? That's what you're doing. You ain't done no research behind what you're invested in. Like, you ain't talked to no financial advisors or anybody that has that background, like that went to school, you know, for finance, you know, anything like that, right? Investing, I don't know. And then also they were investors. So they're over hedge funds and stuff like that. Like, there's just certain people that know more than you. Like, you don't know everything. And that's the greatest thing we can learn in a Christian life. You don't know everything. You don't have all the answers. You don't know where to go. And even if you did, maybe where you're thinking about going isn't the best route. Like, for example, like who to marry? Like, so many people here, like, countless times before they marry somebody, like, maybe you should have married them. Have you thought about this? Like, this person seems off. Like, he just doesn't fit in, or she doesn't fit in. Like, and that's like a lot of times that's sound advice. A lot of times, right? I mean, that's debatable. But you guys get what I'm saying, man. Like, who you marry? Like, did you receive counsel and advice? Like, the greatest advice you can receive in counsel is from the Lord, obviously. Wisdom. Like, if God didn't tell you to do something, obviously, you're not supposed to do it, right? But the second thing you got to look at is, you know, does my circle, my family, like, are they cool with this? Like, you know, and a good example is like my older brother. I think about him all the time. Like, he married somebody and nobody in the family liked her. Like, it's two people, actually. Like, she just didn't fit in. And like, none of our family's stupid. Like, I'm talking about our immediate family, just my siblings and my parents. So like, all of us, like, if it sounds off, you know, it's off, right? It's never like inaccurate. Right. Mm. Sometimes it is, but sometimes most times it's not. Like, we're all in one accord on stuff most of the time. So like, if they don't like somebody, if we don't like somebody, obviously you need to take heed and listen, because it never works out. It has never worked out. Right. And so that's what these proverbs is. Let's talk about proverbs real quick. What is a proverb? A proverb is a general statement that is true regarding the way life works. It's regarding the way things happen in the world. So a proverb is an observation that's made so that we can draw lessons from those observations. So that's literally what we did for today's video, guys. Like, plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice. Why the freak would you go to war, right? That's what I like about this verse. Why would you go to war? Like, I mean, your life's on the line. As a matter of fact, it's on the line every day with every decision and choice you make, because your decisions dictate your future. Your choices you make in life can lead you down a good route in tomorrow or a bad route tomorrow. You get two choices with the choices you make in life. So like, you got to make sure that the plans that you make for the future, if you want them to succeed, you got to have good counsel. So like, let's go back to investing with stocks. So like, you can't just listen to any and everybody when it comes to stocks. You got to know if you're going to invest, you got to know what the person's background is. Like, you know, how much of a return do they make a year? Like, how much is their net worth, right? If their net worth is only if it's only $100,000 like mine, you should really listen to them. Like, listen to somebody that made $15 million. Like, there's so many people that you can listen to. So why settle for somebody that you just heard for the first time? Like, there's so many people trying to give advice, trying to give wisdom. So you got to really discern, should I listen to that person or not? Right? Because every single day you're going to war. If I invest my money, my hard-earned money in an investment, I got to make sure I can go to war with that one. Because the stock's always going to go up and it's always going to go down. That's the one guarantee. Matter of fact, it's always going to go down. But you got to invest in things that you're willing to go to war with and still keep when it goes down, right? So it's all about a mindset thing, right? So I'll let Justin talk. There's so much I want to say about investing.
Yeah, the verse that you shared, like the word counsel just makes me think of like a group of people as well. And that it reminds me of like a book I was reading as well. Like it's told from a perspective of like, I guess a princess or like the heir to the throne. And she doesn't see like the need for like a council that her mom or the queen surrounds herself with. And she was thinking like, I could do this myself. Like the queen can like do whatever she wants. But like throughout the book, she gets hit by reality hard. And suddenly she realizes the responsibility of that. And it's like, I think that helps out a lot too. Of like having friends or a group of people help you with decisions to take some of that burden off. Like we've discussed Genesis before about like the consequences of the fall. And one of those was by eating from the tree of knowledge, like Adam and Eve suddenly take on that responsibility to try to decide what good and evil are. And it's like, we're still arguing about that today. Like we don't know completely about what's good for us, what's bad for us. Like all that responsibility should have been on God, but we decided like we wanted to try to take care of it. We're running out of time. The last point I wanted to say though too, is like a council makes me think about like the body of Christ. Like everyone has like a different gifts, different strengths, different weaknesses that feed off of each other or help each other out. Like the going back to the council, like everyone has like a different job. Like you don't expect the military person to know all the ins and outs of like the treasury. Like, no, that's not how the country is run. Each person has like a gift or a responsibility that they handle. And like that helps when you're lacking in an area, you can depend on somebody else to help cover you.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to keep this video short, man. I got class, so I'm sorry to cut this video short, man. You guys know I like to really teach stuff and break it down. So we'll do another video on this probably some other time. But you guys know the drill. Best social media pages ever, so check them out. Tell other people about them for sure. And why does it look so weird? Like, come on, man. I just try to make it bigger for the audience. That's it. But anyways, yeah, here goes my social media platforms. You know, make sure to go on all of them, subscribe to all of them, like all of them, follow all of them, tell everybody about all of them. All right, so like I said, on my YouTube channel, do a lot of playlists. Me and Justin have done a lot of videos together. So if you go to my YouTube channel, Upload Past Crossroads, you can see all the videos that we've done. If you just scroll down and you look for Justin's name, so Justin Lee Howe, you can see all the videos me and him done. So if you really enjoyed our talk and our discussion, you can get even more. We got 71 videos, now 73. So check out that playlist, man, like for real. All right, and so if you enjoyed this as well, this was a Verses of the Day video, just talking about Proverbs 15:22. So check out that playlist. And then also I got a playlist on Proverbs. So, and then I got another playlist on Proverbs 15. I'll have that. So check out as well. I don't know. I didn't pull that up right now. I don't have time. So you guys got it. And then also this is Justin's YouTube channel, Chaplain's Log. So make sure to subscribe, click the bell. So that's you turning on the post notification so you're notified anytime he uploads another video. So do the same thing on my YouTube channel, Upload Past Crossroads, and then like, comment, and share. And then his Facebook page is Justin Lee Howe. So befriend him on here. And then also befriend me on Facebook, Sean Christopher Jenkins, LinkedIn as well. And yeah, you can DM us if you got any questions on the questions that you asked. And go ahead and like this post, man. This is hilarious, Justin, by the way. Yeah. This post is
hilarious. Oh, yeah. Yeah, coffee and lemonade is like surprisingly my new favorite drink.
Yeah,
it's a combo I never knew I needed.
Right. All right, guys. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. We'll talk to you guys later. We're going to talk to you guys a lot probably this week. So yeah. All right, you guys have a good one and God bless out.